I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, even when the success you expected to happen has yet to occur. You don't quit. And on top of all of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the self-starterness, the go-getterness for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen with all that discipline, confidence, and mental toughness of yours. We combine all of this together and you have the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is about trusting yourself. Today's topic is about looking at yourself and knowing that you are the person you can rely on even more than you rely on your favorite actor or actress, your favorite athlete, your favorite boss, your favorite family member. How do you develop enough trust in yourself to believe in your own decisions, to believe in your own convictions, to be willing to follow your own leadership more than you'll trust somebody else's decisions, more than you believe in someone else's conviction, more than you believe in someone else's opportunity to get to where they're going to go over your own opportunity to get to where you got to go? How do you believe in yourself, trusting yourself rather, enough that you're following your own lead before you follow somebody else's lead, even if it's someone's lead who you have previously, maybe right now, are still following? How do you do that? That's what we're going to talk about in today's show. First of all, let's get it clear on the definition of this word trust so that all of us are on the same page. Trust is defined as a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. So today's episode, trusting yourself, that means how do you develop a firm belief in your own reliability, your own ability, your own strength? Even though it sounds like a very simple concept, and especially myself having a sports background, I know there are a lot of people who are somewhat interested or invested in sports who understand that this is almost a requirement. If you're going to play sports at a high level, even at the college level, let alone a professional level, you have to have a strong belief, a firm belief in your ability to do things. Even if your ability is not as great as the person you're going up against, you have to have it in order to even get out on the court or on the field or into the pool. But we're talking about how to have trust in yourself for all of life, whether you're playing a sport, whether you've never played a sport in your life, and even if you do play a sport, it's going to come a time when you're no longer playing a sport. How do you have the trust in yourself, I mean, in general as a human being, to go as far as you could possibly go, to reach your full potential, to realize your full potential, because your potential is already there. It's just a matter if you're going to realize it and actually live out that potential, or you're going to always be labeled with the quote unquote potential. Point number one, today's topic again is how to trust yourself. First thing you got to do in order to trust yourself, because this is about believing in your ability. And that sounds very similar to the definition of confidence, right? Which is a belief in your ability to do something or be something or achieve something. And it also begs the exact same question that confidence begs. When you're telling somebody what confidence is and they feel like they don't have any, well, they say, well, how can I believe in something if I've never actually done it? How can I believe in my ability if I have never demonstrated this ability? Well, this is what you do when it comes to the topic of trust, because we have some other methods when it comes to confidence. If you haven't learned those methods, I've already shared them with you. Just actually go to DreAllDay/super, and you can read my book on confidence called The Super You. And also make sure you peruse the full archive of this podcast at DreAllDay/podcast. But when it comes to building trust in yourself, the first thing you do to build trust in yourself is go to the one area of your being as a human that must be trusted at all times, that you should be listening to, you should be following, you should always heed the advice of. It is called your intuition. Some of us call it our hunches or your instinct. It's all the exact same thing. Your intuition and your instinct always are telling you the truth. They are often trying to get through to you. The problem is your instinct and your intuition will not keep trying to get through to you if they find they're not being listened to. Even if they do keep trying to get through to you, their voice, the voice of your intuition, the voice of your instinct will be so soft and so quiet at such a low decibel level that the sound of everyone else's ideas, the sound of what everybody else is talking about, the sound of what everyone else thinks, or the sound of what everyone else wants to broadcast out to the world is going to drown out the sound of your intuition and your instinct. You'll find yourself doing something that you know there's something inside of you is telling you, you got a bad feeling about doing this thing, but you do it anyway, or a bad feeling about not doing it, and you end up doing it. And what happens? You end up in a bad situation. You end up losing. You end up costing yourself some time, costing yourself some money, costing yourself an opportunity. And you say to yourself after the fact, man, I had a bad feeling about that. There was something trying to tell me that that wasn't the right thing to do. But because you were not fully in touch with your intuition, fully in touch with your instinct, because you had not trained it, you had not conditioned yourself, rather, not trained your intuition, but trained yourself to listen for and listen to that intuition and instinct, or even reach out to your intuition and instinct, the sounds of your intuition were overcrowded. They were drowned out by the sounds of everybody else, the sounds of the masses, the sounds of the peanut gallery. Because when it comes to the relationship between you and your instinct, everybody else is the peanut gallery. I'm talking your husband, your wife, your kids, your mom, all of them are the peanut gallery compared to the relationship between you and your intuition. The first step in you learning to trust yourself is you have to strengthen. You have to strengthen, you have to invest in, you really have to build that relationship with your instincts, with your intuition, so that when you get that feeling, when you have that hunch, when something is telling you, hey, do this, something's telling you, hey, don't do this, something's telling you, watch this person, something's telling you, don't trust this situation, you're able to heed it immediately without having to think about it, without having to go back and forth to him in the hall and ask three other people what they think about it. When you have full belief in your intuition and instinct, you don't need to poll the audience, like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You don't need to ask anybody else what they think about an action that you're thinking about taking when you have full belief in your intuition. The only way you can develop that full belief in your intuition is you must listen to everyone else less and listen to yourself more. Your instinct and your intuition is trying to communicate with you. The thing is, you may have conditioned yourself to not really hear it, to not really listen to it, to maybe even notice it, but then go listen to what somebody else says, or listen to what somebody else did, or read what somebody wrote in some book, or listen to what some funny person said on YouTube, and then you decide to follow what that person said because you have conditioned yourself to stop listening to your intuition. So you got to rebuild that relationship. You got to invest some time into building that relationship. The most important thing that makes a relationship worth it is the time invested, right? Any type of relationship, a friendship, an intimate relationship, a business relationship. The more time has gone on that that relationship has been invested into, the stronger the bond is and the more you're willing to listen to the other side of that relationship because of the time that's been put in, because of the investment that both sides have put into it. So that's point number one. Point number two, today's topic is how to trust yourself. You must, in order to develop real trust in yourself, you must be tested. You must test yourself in order to know that you can trust yourself. That just makes sense, right? If you saw that there was a new bridge that was built in town that goes over the big river that flows through your city or between your city and the next city, and there's a bridge that was built there, brand new bridge, but there's a sign on the bridge. As you get set to cross the bridge, there are a series of big signs that make sure they get your attention to say, listen, this bridge does exist, it's new, it is shiny, and it does look great, and it was all on the news, and everyone's talking about it. However, we must give you a warning that this bridge has not been tested to be strong enough to hold the weight of your vehicle. So before you drive over the bridge, you're going to have to stop at the booth there, and you got to sign a waiver that says you understand that this bridge has not been tested. It has not been stress tested to withstand the weight of your automobile, your two-axle automobile. Are you going to drive over that bridge? Probably not. That bridge wouldn't even exist. I mean, that's just a hypothetical that I made up. That bridge wouldn't be allowed to be open and used by anybody if there wasn't a 100% sure test, scientific test by the engineers that knew that this bridge could withstand the weight of multiple vehicles crossing over it at the exact same time with the risk of somebody losing their life in the process. You must be tested the exact same way. You wouldn't drive over that bridge because it hadn't been tested. Would you let a rookie doctor perform surgery on you on any part of your body? Is there any part of your body that you value so little that you will let a doctor who never done it before perform surgery on you? Probably not. You don't trust what has not been tested. Would you take some new designer drug that came out from some company? You know those companies that put the commercials out? They have this like long paragraph and very, very fine print of all the possible side effects and all the disclaimers that you can't even read on the TV or the phone screen when you're looking at it, or they read through it so fast that you can't even understand what they're saying. Would you take one of those new designer drugs if you know the drug had not been tested to make sure it doesn't kill you the first time you take it, or make sure it doesn't cause you to lose all your hair, or make sure it doesn't give you cancer, or make sure it doesn't have any other adverse side effects like making you go blind or nausea and or unstoppable diarrhea or some of the, or an erection that lasts more than 4 or 5 hours? Would you take one of those drugs if you didn't know that it had not been tested? If you knew that it had not been tested, would you take it? Of course you wouldn't, because you wouldn't put your health at risk. You wouldn't drive over the bridge because you don't want to put your life at risk and the life of anybody else in that car. You wouldn't get the surgery by this rookie doctor who has no training because you're not putting your body parts or your well-being or your life at stake in this situation. It was something that has not been tested. So if you have not tested your own belief in yourself, which is the point that we're making here, if you never tested your own belief in yourself, how could you possibly be willing to trust yourself? If one of your challenges right now is that you don't fully trust yourself, you don't fully trust your own decision making, you may not trust your own leadership, you may not trust your determination, you don't trust that you're willing to be persistent enough to stick to what you need to stick to in order to get to where you want to get to. Maybe you don't trust yourself to follow through. You don't trust yourself to be disciplined. Maybe you don't trust yourself to be confident, or trust yourself to be mentally tough, or trust yourself to take initiative when you see an opportunity. The reason is, one of the reasons may be, is that you have never tested your confidence. You've never decided, you know what, I'm not very confident right now, but let me just be confident for 30 seconds and see if I can get through this. My mental toughness hasn't been great over the last 2 years, but how about, since I'm thinking about it now, I challenge my mental toughness by using the stuff that Dre talks about every day on his podcast and make sure I show up the next time and do what I need to do, even though I haven't gotten that result yet. You could say, you know, I haven't been doing well when it comes to taking initiative over the last 3 months, or maybe so far in 2018 with all the goals that I set for myself. I haven't taken any initiative whatsoever on those things. I don't trust myself to take initiative because of the very fact that I haven't. But how about, since I'm thinking about it right now, see, as soon as you start thinking about it, you give yourself power to do something about it. If you're not thinking about something, how can you do something about it? Usually you can't. But since you're thinking about the fact you haven't taken initiative, how about I take some initiative right now? I want to make a phone call right now. I want to go to the store. I want to go knock on that person's door. I want to go start that project, or you know, record my first video, or make my first podcast episode. Why don't I do that right now so that I can start trusting my own initiative? I thought about it. It's on my mind. Let me do something right now immediately so you can build that trust. The only way you can build trust in yourself is you have to test yourself to do the things that you want to trust yourself to do. I wouldn't trust myself to shoot a wide open jump shot if I had not done enough practice to know that I can make that shot. Now, does that mean that the shot's going to go in? Not necessarily. But I'm not even going to take the shot with any level of confidence if I don't trust myself to at least get somewhere close to the basket. Trust myself to know that, yes, I've made this shot before. Maybe I won't make this one, but I'll make the next one because I have seen myself do this before. You must test yourself in order to be able to trust yourself. Point number three, today's topic again is how to trust yourself. Number three, trust, ladies and gentlemen, is not an object that you buy. You don't buy trust. It's not like a pair of sneakers. If you're barefoot and you have no shoes and you're walking around in your socks and then you go obtain a pair of shoes, it's not like, actually, when you get the shoes, you're like, okay, I'm good. I got a pair of shoes. I don't need to worry about shoes anymore. As long as I keep an eye on these and nobody steals them, I don't throw them away or lose them in any way, I'll be good. I got me a pair of shoes now. Trust is not like that. Trust is not like some object that you obtain. And now that you have obtained the object, you don't need to worry about it anymore besides just keeping an eye on it, making sure it's still there. Listen, trust is something that you must continuously earn moment after moment, day after day. Trust is a belief. Trust is a feeling. And beliefs and feelings, people, in case you didn't know, they must be constantly renewed in order to remain at high levels. Your confidence, I don't care how confident you were 3 days ago, if you do not continue doing things and testing your confidence to keep that level of confidence that high, that level of confidence is going to drop. Why? Because of inactivity. You got to utilize your mental toughness. You must use your discipline. You could be the most disciplined person in the world right now and say, you know, I've been so disciplined for the last 3 years, I'm going to take a week off. And you're just going to go on vacation. You're just going to eat whatever. You're not going to work out. You're going to wake up whenever. You're not going to stick to any disciplines you've been sticking to because you're just going on a vacation. If you stay on that vacation long enough, eventually you will completely lose your discipline. You'll lose that discipline completely if you stay on a vacation just a little bit too long because the discipline is no longer being tested. It's kind of like lifting weights. Those of you who lift weights, the saying is 7 days outside of the gym makes 1 week. You understand what I'm saying? Makes 7 days is 1 week, but week, W-E-A-K. You start to lose your strength after 7 days of not doing any strength training. That's the conventional wisdom when it comes to strength training. And I don't know of any other wisdom besides that conventional wisdom. I believe it. If I go 7 days without lifting, it's kind of like I'm damn near starting over from zero when I get back into the weight room. Trust is not an object. It's not something you get and then you're good. All right, I got this. I don't need to do this anymore. It's not like, okay, I need a house to live in. All right, I got my house. I signed a lease or I went and signed the documents and bought this house. Now I'm good. I don't need to worry about a house anymore. Let me go focus on some other things. Not like that. Trust is a feeling. It must be renewed over and over again, which means you must continuously trust yourself. You trusted yourself last time to get that thing done. Okay, now you got to trust yourself again. Then trust yourself again. Then trust yourself again. It must be continuously renewed over and over again. The way that it is renewed is by testing it over and over again. There's never a point, people, where you're just good. Okay, I trust myself at the highest possible level, so I'll never need to do this again. I mean, think in a sport like basketball, you look at a guy like Stephen Curry, even if you don't watch basketball, we know that he's a great three-point shooter. Broke the record for most three-pointers made in the season, I think two or three times already, broke his own record. Stephen Curry is the best jump shooter out there. He's probably the best three-point shooter alive in all of the world right now. But Stephen Curry, I guarantee you, goes into the gym and he practices shooting three-pointers probably more than anybody else alive. Even though he's already better than everybody, why is he practicing more than everybody else? Well, one, maybe Steph Curry has a very strong work ethic. Maybe he's very mentally tough and a very disciplined individual in order to get to the point that he's even at now, let alone wherever the hell he's going. But also because Steph Curry, inherently, he may not be able to verbalize this, maybe never explained it, who knows. But Steph Curry completely understands that just because he is already really good at what he does, and I'm analogizing shooting the three-pointers to trust here, people, just because he's very good at shooting the three-pointers doesn't mean he doesn't need to keep practicing the three-pointers. Because if he stops practicing the three-pointer, eventually he's going to get into games and he's going to be missing those three-pointers. And people are going to eventually say, okay, we thought it was maybe just a bad game or just a streak of just a slump that Steph Curry was going through. But listen, he hasn't been making threes at all season. And we're 60 games into the season. What happened to Steph Curry's jump shot? What happened is that he probably stopped testing it. I don't think that's going to happen to Steph Curry, but let's not talk about Steph. Let's talk about you. When it comes to your trust, even if you completely trust yourself, you trust yourself 100% right now, that doesn't mean that you got to need to stop doing things to test yourself. Keep testing that trust over and over and over again at higher and higher levels. The same way, again, you would lift weights. You lifted 100 pounds last time. Okay, how about to go up to 110? How about then 120? Then 130, 140, 150? And you keep going up and continue to test yourself to continue building that muscle. If you get to the point that you just say, all right, I'm good. I did 200 pounds. I don't need to lift ever again. Listen, 3 months later, those muscles will be completely gone because you stopped lifting. It's the same thing when it comes to your trust. So let's recap today's topic, which is how to develop trust in yourself. Number one, you must believe in the raw tools that you are given at birth. The raw tools you have to have trust in yourself are your intuition and your instinct, which could be the exact same thing, but people use different words for them. You got to believe in your intuition and instinct, which will not be able to reach you It's just not loud enough if you train yourself, condition yourself to listen to the outside voices more than you listen to the inside voice. Point number two, you must be tested in order to trust yourself. You cannot trust yourself just because you listened to a podcast episode and said, all right, now I trust myself. You got to go out and test that trust. Put yourself in a position where you must trust yourself where you have not previously. Once you make it through that situation, now you've built a little bit of trust. You built a little bit of trust muscle. Then you do it the next time. Then you do it the next time. Then you do it the next time. You wouldn't let a rookie doctor perform surgery on you. You wouldn't drive over a bridge that hasn't been stress tested to hold your weight because your life will be on the line. Do the same thing with your trust. The reason why you may not trust yourself right now is simply because you have not put yourself to the test. So the challenge is for you to start putting yourself to the test ASAP. And point number three, understand that trust is not an object that you obtain. It's not something that you go buy and you say, okay, I purchased this. I don't need to worry about this. I got a computer. I don't need to buy another computer. Trust is a belief. It is a feeling which must be constantly renewed over and over and over and over again in order to maintain its level. The same way Steph Curry keeps working on his three-point shooting, on LeBron James, he's working on making sure his body's in great shape, and Tom Brady keeps working on throwing the footballs accurately. You must continue to work on a skill that you're already great at in order to maintain its greatness. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.